Blog Talk Radio.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room and it's here for me. There's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it. So I'm gonna put a praise on it. I'm gonna put a praise on it. Somebody put a praise on it. There's a miracle in the name on it. You ought to put your name in the atmosphere. Come on.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I'm going to put a praise on it. Oh, my God. Good times, bad times, anytime is a good time to praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to thank everyone once again. This is your Fix It Six, and I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Thank you, Lord, for another day. I thank all our supporters, all those who continue to call in, all those who continue to support the ministry network. God bless you. I thank God for you, and I'll continue to pray for you. Amen. Glory to God. Thank everyone who came out and supported us on my fourth pastoral anniversary on Saturday and Sunday. Oh, wow. Powerful, powerful messages from Apostle Lester and Bishop Thurman Butler. We had a praise team. We had Minister Mind of the Mind Dance Ministry of Brother Donald Turner from Mount Carmel Church of God. Oh, my God. Like, it was just a beautiful thing. And what I've learned in this on this fourth year is I thank God for giving me support. I don't know what people think, and I don't know how people see this, but I can't do this by myself. And I don't think there's a pastor, minister, deacon, deaconess, evangelist, prophet, prophetess, whatever your title may be. If you have an assignment from God, the support team is so important, so important. I could not be where I am without the support of my First Lady, my spiritual sister, Pastor Williams, people that I know I can call and be me, people I know I can call and say what's on my mind, what I'm feeling, without being judged or you should be above that now, you should be past that now. No. I'm human. Every day I fight with my flesh. Every day I got to put it under submission. Every day I have to pray. And some things I have to just pray and fast for. I'm saying this to say, you know, look at us as people trying to do right, trying to put ourselves in a position to do what God has called us to do. Don't judge us when we make a mistake. Don't sit and wait and say, I told you so. Pray for us. Pray for us. Lord, touch them. They're trying. Lord, keep them in your perfect care. I just wanted to share that because I think a lot of times I'm learning that leaders need constant prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Once again, I just really sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, want to thank everybody who came, everybody who said they was going to come, everybody who didn't come, everybody who had us in their prayers, everybody, in the name of Jesus, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Tonight's title, if you write down titles, tonight's title is No Time for Fake Ones. Amen. Glory to God. No time for fake ones. God moves in such a mysterious way in my life. I sat back. I went to the doctor today, and I was getting needles and stuff drawn out my leg and stuff pushed in my leg and fluids drawn out and all kind of thing. And I'm taking notes while this stuff is going on because things is coming to my spirit, and I'm putting it all together. And I sit down, and I get to the studio, redirect. And I had to be obedient. Amen. So where I want to go this evening, if you have your Bibles, which I hope you do, amen, let's go to the book of 2 Timothy, and we're going to start at chapter 3, and we're going to discuss some things that in this day and time I think need to be discussed, and I thank God for leading me in this direction. So before we go into the Word, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this assignment. I thank you for my health and strength. I thank you for the surrounding people that you have put in my life to continue to guide me and show me the right way to do, thus saith the Lord. Amen. God, I ask you to bless our families. I ask you to bless our neighbors. I ask you to bless our friends. Bless anyone who's asked me to pray a prayer for them. You know the needs of your people. So, Heavenly Father, here I am, your servant. evict everything in me that's not like you. Search me, God. Out everything that will hinder me from getting closer to you and hearing from you and allowing you to speak through me. Father God, I love you right now. Bless everyone at my job site. Father, bless everyone that's on the road. Bless everyone that's at the gym. Bless everyone that's traveling in their cars. God, come down and show your glory on your people. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to talk about the perilous times and the perilous men. Amen. I'm going to read a few verses. I'm going to read up to verse 6, and then I'm going to define what this perilous men and these perilous times are. Amen. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, put themselves before God. Amen. Glory to God. It's me and not God. I accomplished this. I did this. Amen. They will become lovers of themselves, lovers of money. I have more than you. My bank account is bigger than yours. Look at my house. Look at all my cars. I don't need you. I don't need this job. Boasters about what they have. Proud, blasphemy, disobedient to parents. Hallelujah. Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, woo, know everything, haughty lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Amen. And I want to focus, we're going to talk about what that means, having a form of godliness but denying the power of. Amen. Perilous times. Amen. Perilous is involving or full of risk, hazardous, dangerous, corrupt. Amen. And what does the Bible, because I was reading the Bible in the book of, I think it's Titus. Amen. And when you go there, as I read that verse, it said, to the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even in their minds and conscience are defiled. They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. To the pure, to those who are defiled. I think Paul highlighted the mistaken of the false teachings, because they had identified certain foods and practices as defiled, and when in reality it was in their mind that the food was defiled and unbelieving. But on the other hand, to the pure, all things are pure. And the Cretan believers had placed their trust in Christ. And they was focused, amen, they had focused their minds on him, and therefore they would be empowered by God's Spirit to lead pure lives. And Jesus taught the same principles. And if you look, especially in the book of Matthew, he taught the same principles. Amen. Or external practices, physical objects do not defile a person, but a mind focused on evil, it will thoroughly corrupt you. Amen. A mind focused on evil will thoroughly, I say, corrupt. Amen. Hallelujah. Those are just some things that, as I read this, even if you go, I think it's the book of 1 Timothy, I think it is, when you could read it, and there's some things that God is saying to back up what we just got finished discussing. Amen. Matter of fact, let's go to 1 Timothy, and we're going to read from verses 5 through 8. Amen. If you have your Bible, just follow along, and I will read it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I persuaded in you also. Therefore, I remember you to stir up the gifts of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. I like that because there's leaders who have power to transform healing and deliverance. And then there's also false prophets who go around and false healers who go around laying hands on people who have no power. They have no power. Amen. It's just what the Bible says, the form of godliness, but they have no power. Amen. Hallelujah. This is an outward appearance of reverence to God. Denying its power, it describes religious activity that is not connected to a living relationship with Jesus Christ. This kind of religion provokes God's anger. We cannot continue to sit around, God said this, lay hands, trying to heal. No, you don't have no power. As the man of God said last night, your fire is on a flicker. Your fire is on a flicker. There's no blue flame. Yours is all the way down. You might not even have a flicker. But you're knowing, see, you know a few scriptures and you know what to say. You've got Christian etiquette. So you go around proclaiming that God said, you go around trying to lay hands on people, and what you're doing is transferring those spirits. That, listen, they have nothing to do with God. Amen? They have nothing to do with God. You have no fire and a fake desire. Amen? You're trying to fool God's people. But the Bible just told me that that kind of stuff angers God. And if you don't believe me, go with me to the book of Isaiah. Amen? I tried to back it up with the Bible. I can't just say this, and I can't have scripture to back it up. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Excuse my voice. I've never felt so many needles in my leg. And I mean, the lady told me I wasn't going to feel it. It was pain before pleasure. Believe me, it was pain before I feel the pleasure of the healing of the thing. But oh my God, we have to remember, even in life, there's always going to be pain before the pleasure. We have to go through. We have to suffer whatever we have to suffer. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Isaiah chapter 1, and we're going to go from verses 10 through 18. Amen. And we're going to focus on a few things, and we're going to go through this together. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our God. You people of Gomorrah, to what purpose is the multitude your sacrifice to me, says the Lord. I had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or goats. When you come to appear before me, who was required this from your hand to trample my court, bring no more fruit or futile sacrifices, incense is an abomination to me. The new moons, the Sabbath, and the calling of the assemblies, I cannot endure iniquity, the sacred meeting, your new moons, and your appointed feasts. My soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Ooh. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts has made his commands. Isaiah had described God as a ruler over all power in heaven and earth through his command of his angelic armies. Amen. Remit. Though God punishes sinful people, he always preserves a remnant or survivor. And I look at it like this in my life. All those people that was with me and evil and nasty we were, God did what he did, but he preserved me. And when he preserved me, he let me know, I'm going to use you. I have things for you to do. I know that you can change. I know your heart. I'm going to use you to see all the evil. I'm going to use you to expose them that are not of me. See, we don't want to expose because we want to be friends with everybody. We want to stay, you know, I know all the bishops and I know all the apostles, so I'm going to let their sin slide. I'm going to let them get away with that. I'm not going to say nothing about that. I'm going to let it go because we cool. He had to deal with God, but that blood is on your hand because once you know a thing, you're accountable for that thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God sent his messages from the prophets, amen. And these scriptures, they have the essence of the prophet's message to Israel, which is also meant for us today, because we need to recognize the reality of our condition. We are a stiff-necked and rebellious people. You can say you're not, but a lot of times if you just be honest with yourself, there's moments when you just say, uh-uh. I'm going to be disobedient. I'm going to do what I want to do. I want the fire, but I want to have my own desires. I want the fire, but I want to do the things that I desire. You can't have both. The desires we get should be the desires to serve the Lord, the desires to serve others, the desires to sacrifice for others. There's a scripture say, and I'm going to get into that, that a man who does not take care of his family, in other words, but not only his immediate family, but there's other members of his family that have a need. And if you have the means to not go help them, you're accountable for. And I'm going to read that to make sure I say it right, because I want to get that message across, because we think it's just our immediate family. Oh, no. Oh, no. The scripture's going to back it up. We are stiff-necked and rebellious people who would rather do what we want when we want. And you can say you don't, but in the name of Jesus, he know the truth. Amen. Even today, we want the benefits of God's grace without accepting any accountability to God. I want his grace, but tonight I want to go to the casino. I want his grace. I want to go to the casino, and I want to drink. I want his grace. I want to go to the casino. I want to drink. I want to meet somebody and go to the hotel. I want his grace. It don't work like that. We need to take this information that is in God's word and apply it to our everyday life, because once we know a thing, we are accountable. And God has kept us from death, danger seen and unseen, to do a work. Like the man of God said yesterday, we are operating under a fire. Where is the level of your fire? What is your temperature? Do you just turn it on and go click, 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 and no flames come out? Or are you operating under the fire of God's wisdom and God's understanding and God's love for his people, for his church, for his glory? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just as in the days of Isaiah, I have to say this, God, people attempt to replace obedience with a ceremony. We ignore God's commands to care for the destitute, and we lose sight of God's requirements for justice and righteousness. Each of us stand before God dirty and bloody, saying we are still his people. When we are clearly not ready to fellowship with a holy God, we need to be cleaned up first. Myself included, I ask God to search that deep pit. Mold me to be what you want me to be. See, I can't wait to get to the potter's wheel. Mold me before you get me to the potter's wheel, because my stuff is everywhere sometimes, and I'm just talking about me. My mind may be here, my heart might be here, and my tongue, and we know the wickedness of a tongue. So I need God to continue to allow him to be the one who turns, when he turned up my flame and he put the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge and love in me, I need to now operate in that. I can't help, oh, I don't have this right now. Oh, why I'm going through this right now. Do thus saith the Lord and stop worrying. Hallelujah. Let's listen. Praise God. There's some things that I'm learning about being a pastor, being a man of God. There's some things that I'm still learning. And to the day they put me in the dirt, I will be learning. Because I am not where I'm supposed to be. I will never be there until I'm gone. Because this is a lifestyle. You play basketball, you practice, you keep your body conditioned, you drink the right fluids, you do everything you can to be the best that you can be. So when you get to the floor, your body don't break down. And that's the same thing with Christ. We got to pray. We got to ask God to sharpen that spiritual eye. I can't see 2020 in the natural, so I know I'm not seeing 2020 in the spirit. So I need God, listen, give me 2020 in the spirit. We'll worry about the natural later because I know you got me, so you'll let me see what I need to see. But I need to be seeing in the spirit. I need to be hearing in the spirit. Because that's the only way that I can comprehend, I can learn, and I can listen, and I can see from afar. I can see the needs of God's people if I'm operating in his spirit, if I'm operating under his covering, not mine. We ask God to turn up the fire. Then when he turned up the fire, we forget that when he turned up the fire, there's some suffering. Heat burns. Get burnt by something. He burns. So in the burning part, you still go through. And before you know it, just like a burn, it soothes itself. And it's all well. And it's all calm. And it's, you'll feel a little blessed every now and then. But that's just God reminding you, I'm turning up the fire. So when your blister starts steaming, there's a reason that we are to reason together. And what that means is to come to a legal decision, not as a invitation or to negotiate or to compromise, but the people we're to come to in agreement with God concerning the enormous gravity of their sin. God was not declaring his people innocent of wickedness, but he was prepared to pardon their sins if they would repent, turn to him. That is a pardon. Anybody know anything about pardon? When you get a pardon, you're free. You done spent 40 years in bondage of sin, iniquity. God just gave you a pardon. You are free never to go back to that. He has cast it in the sea of forgiveness. You are free. We can walk brand new lives, brand new beginnings, brand new spirits, brand new souls, brand new love, brand new Christ. You ask anybody who's been in jail for injustice or been in jail for a long time, and then the governor comes along and pardon him because the evidence proves him innocent. That's like God. The blood done proved us innocent. Jesus just didn't die to die. The blood proved us innocent. We are pardoned from your past sins. Don't let nobody hold that over your head. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, I was a thief, but today I am stealing souls for Jesus. I am stealing souls. If I had to come to you and sit with you all night long, once God gets you, I have done my work. We want the fire, but we want our own desire. In other words, we want the fire, but I want to serve you the way I want to serve God. I want to serve you when I want to serve you. I want to be the one go to Israel and sit with all the pastors and all the ministers. I don't want to go into the bridge and minister to the prostitute. I don't want to go to the shelters and eat cold hot dogs and cold pork and beans and lay on them hard cots and minister the gospel. I don't want that. But if that's your calling, Somebody did it for you. You remember your situation. Now, we can act like we didn't, but we know our situations. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. The book of Matthew, chapter 23, amen, verses 25 through 28. Remember, those things will anger God. Amen. Hallelujah. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of your cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. I used to always use this example of my life before I was saved. I knew how to, you know, get clean. I knew how to get dressed. You know what I mean? I knew how to groom, and I knew how to talk the talk and walk the walk. But inside, I was a mess. So I always used this illustration as it's on the outside. On the inside of me, I was tormented. And on the inside of me, I was filled with evil. And on the inside of me, I was filled with deceit, lies, and nastiness. On the inside of me, I was foul. There wasn't a place where God can come in and just dwell there with me. I didn't have no, if you look at your body as a mansion and you have your mansion, can God go in each part of that mansion and dwell? Or like when the parole officer come, you try to hide all the evidence. You try to hide all the stuff you ain't know you're supposed to have. You try to hide all the, but see, God already knows. That's why he doesn't even come. That's why the parole, when he comes, he surprised you. He don't tell you. They surprise you when they come. And Jesus does the same thing. He surprised, go, oops, I thought you said you was done with that. I thought you said I can dwell in this vessel. You promised me that you wasn't doing that anymore. You promised me. But because I knew those was just words out of your mouth, I come to remind you, I am still the great I am. Know all. See all. We got to stop getting to the place where we think we can manipulate God. We think that our actions and our holding hands raised and we speaking in tongues and we shouting and we dancing and all that stuff is fooling God in the church. God knows, like the man of God said last night, what are you doing in the dark? Hallelujah. What are you doing in the dark, which you think God doesn't see? Oh, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside you are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanliness. Whew. Hallelujah. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to get to the point where we stop playing with God. Stop playing with God. He knows already. Why do we try to set our minds to fool God? We ask God for power. We ask God for wisdom. But yet and still, we ask for his fire. But we want to do the things that we desire. Amen. Glory to his name. I just want to make sure that we have an understanding that God is still in charge and he is not fooled by anything that we do. Amen. He is not fooled from our fakeness. He is not fooled. Amen. Smirch. A soul smudge thing. I thank God, amen, for what he's doing. And I thank God that he allows us to have a second chance. He allows us to come to him. Amen. He allows us. we are talking about the perilous times and the perilous man. And there are some scriptures that I really know that they're godly scriptures, and they mean what God says. Once we get to this word, I'm learning for myself that feed myself the word, and I can digest the word, but it's not just for me to hold. It's for me to go out to the people and make them aware of all the falseness, all the false prophets, all the falseness that they have to understand, that people have the form of godliness, but denying its power. So many of us don't start going to church and have the church etiquette. We know when to say hallelujah. We know when to say glory. If the keyboard goes dun dun, we're following the music and not the spirit. Amen. We have to get back to the place where we're aware. And listen, apostles who are called to go correct, listen, there's no man or woman of God that's truly walking under the umbrella and the calling of Christ will object from you bringing correction to the church. I've been in churches where the man or woman of God will get up and say, excuse me, apostle, do you have a word? That's honor and respecting the order of Christ. So when you go and listen, if it's correcting the church, correct it. If it's correcting the leader, correct it. If it's bringing a prosperity word, bring it. But we got to start walking and operating in the, not the title, but the fire. Apostle's fire is way higher than mine. A prophet's fire way higher than mine. Not to say they're better than me, but God has called them to a standard to do a thing. And right now is the time, that these last days and times, we just got here talking about the perilous man and the perilous times that we're walking in, which means we have to walk in our calling. I hate to say this, but how would you feel if God would come and repossess your anointing? He done gave you time. You know, when you got to pay your monthly, you got to pay on your car. Amen. I never bought a whole brand new car anyway. You have to pay your car note. And they done gave you chance after chance. They even made deals with you. And God even just, you know, okay, I'm going to forgive you. And yes, I love you. And they done, you done made deals with them. You done called them and made promises. I'm going to bring it up there next week. And you keep making promises and promises. And one night you sleep and you're laying in your bed and you wake up tomorrow. You got to go to work and you go outside and your car is repossessed. You get up in the morning to go pray and your anointing is repossessed. You don't even know how to pray no more. You feel the power gone. You feel the love of the Lord gone. You feel the covering, the grace, and the mercy gone. It's gone. He has repossessed it because I gave you ample time to operate in the fire. You promised me that you wouldn't do that no more. You promised me when you repented, the man of God was talking about Thursday, and you repent. Yeah, you can repent. That don't mean it's forgiven, because if you don't confess it with your mouth, the sin itself, you think you're slick playing with God. But God knows all. Amen. The book of Luke, and you don't have to go there. I just want to read some scriptures on this perilous thing. Amen. The book of Luke, and I go through it, says, stay awake at all times. Stay awake. Praying that you may what? Have strength to what? Escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. There's things that are taking place right in your community. There's things that's taking place in your homes. And because you're not praying and asking God to show you how to fix it. Like, we have to fix things in love. We have to go about things in love. We can't operate in the way we operated in the world. Amen? We have to go, because guess what? God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and what else? Self-control. We have to remember to operate in self-control. There's days, oh my God, it's hot in here. There's days where I know some of us want to get angry. There's days when I know you, listen, you might want to shake your significant other's throat, because there's just days, but we can't do that. We have to pray. I've learned when I feel bad, when I feel a little upset, I want to go pray. When I'm joyous and everything seems to go right, I'm praying, because I say, Lord, I thank you for what I'm feeling. I thank you for the joy that you're putting upon my life, but I know something's sneaking up on me. So show me so I can continue to operate in this joy when I face it. Because a lot of times we come right out of the joy that God gave us and try to, we just arguing and we just, you know, your heart is saying one thing, your eyes is rolling, and your neck is going, and it's just, but God gave you that joy, prepare you for even whatever comes your way, you still have God's joy. So it shouldn't even fade us. It shouldn't even fade us. We should just be saying, you know what, Lord? You gave me this joy, but the devil is a lie. I know he's trying to take it, but he won't take it today, because I've prayed on it, amen. And I went to you beforehand knowing that the enemy was coming, and because you allowed me to see the trap, I jump over the trap. I go around the trap, amen. God is good, and we're living in a time now where we have to be so on fight. So I love yesterday's word, because it lets me know how significant that fire is in my life. Amen. I don't want to be tarnished. I don't want to be a block of coal when you have a barbecue and it goes out and has that gray, that little gray filling on the side, and no matter how much lighter fluid you put on there and no matter how many matches, it just won't burn. It's done. I don't want to be done. I want God to raise the temperature at his pace and give me what he know I can operate in. I don't want to go before my time. I don't want to go before God. I don't need a title to do God's work. I don't want nobody to anoint me and elevate me to something that I know I'm not ready for. Just to say that is who I am. But who do God say you are? We got to continue to pray. Amen. Remember, in all situations, let's pray. We have a song.
I had the pleasure of bringing out Christ. This is just how I would do it. It ain't got to be the way you do it.
What is he doing to my show?
I know Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We'll have to get with my producer on next week. Amen. To get those things a little more profound, because like I said, this is a ministry and I have to be accountable for every error. And I know God wants us to do everything in excellence. And I apologize because that was not the song that I wanted to share with us on this evening. Amen. But glory to God. His message is always just through. Amen. Holy Ghost, I just thank you for the opportunity. Amen. Like we are still talking about the perilous times and the perilous man. Amen. Glory to God. But we have to understand that I want us to get to understanding that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty. And in that difficult time, how will we operate? How will we deal with it? How will we allow God to use us in that time? Amen. Because there is going to be times where so much is going to happen. As we read, people are going to be just so disobedient to their parents. We see that. We see the unholy heartlessness. We see the slander. We see people without self-control. We see people don't even want good teaching. We see all these things, amen? We know these things are happening, amen? I just want to thank you, like, because with this ministry, I'm learning from you guys, and I thank you. I really thank you for your support, and I really thank you for when you call, like the positive the positive input that people put into this ministry. And we ought to support each other's ministry. I don't care how big, how small. I don't care. When God calls us to be a partaker of our brother or sister's ministry or help them in any kind of way, that we are to do that. Amen. That is part of what we're here for. We have to remember that the wrath of God, when it comes, it comes from heaven, and it comes against all ungodliness. It comes against all unrighteousness, all unrighteous men. Amen. It's coming because of our unrighteousness. We suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is a plan to them. They are trying to redirect us from God to their own way of thinking, to their own way of believing. That's a trick of the enemy. Amen. See, God has shown us so much from the time we got saved that we shouldn't allow anything or anyone in these perilous times to be able to come and tell us anything against God, anything against the word of God. Amen? There shouldn't be a man or a woman who can come to me and say anything against my Father. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to take this few minutes. I'm going to do something different next week, but I want to take this few minutes to allow callers to give us just whatever God has laid on your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Caller, you're on the air. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Caller, you're on the air. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I guess no one wants to talk this evening. Amen. Glory to God. Let me try another caller. Hallelujah. Caller, you're on the air. Amen. I guess God wants me to just continue. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your magnificent name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I just want to continue this. And what I want to do tonight, I was going to try to wait until next week. But what I want to try to do tonight, amen, is something that I have yet to do on this broadcast, amen. So what I want to try to do this evening, I want to have an altar call, amen, for those who might not know Christ, for those who might have backslidden, for those who just want to come to the altar, amen, and lay their hands on the altar. Your altar could be wherever you may be, amen, but I want us to be able to come and allow God to have his way, amen. So wherever you may be right now, if you know God as your Lord and Savior, and you believe in your heart that he has died on the cross and rose on the third day, amen, hallelujah, we thank you. If you believe and confess with your mouth, the word of God say you shall be saved, amen. So if you're in a backslidden position and you know that you haven't been doing right, amen, I just want you to come to the altar and come with your heart ready to receive whatever it is that God has for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come. Come as you are. My brother, my sister, just come as you are. He gave you brand new life, brand new mercies, brand new favor, brand new fire. If you trust, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Put your problems on the altar. Take your problems to Christ on this evening. Let God heal where we need to be healed. Let God deliver where we need to be delivered. Amen. Let God use you. Let God turn the fire up under us. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. The day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for this day. Amen. Yes, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We offer Christ to you this evening. Yes. Hallelujah. All are welcome. No matter where you are, God sees you. He knows you. He hears your cry. Please don't let this opportunity go by without taking advantage of what God is trying to do right now. The grace of God is in the atmosphere right now. Seek him. Go to him. Plead with him. Cry out to him. Hallelujah. I need you, Jesus. My soul needs you. I cry out to you all day, every day. Whatever it may be, God will assist you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will forgive you. No matter how bad you think you're doing, no matter how bad you think you are, no matter what the world say, God loves you enough to forgive you of any and everything we've ever done and give you a brand new slate. You have a spiritual pardon on today. Oh, just give your life over to Christ right now. Just take whatever it is to the altar right now. Leave it there with Christ Jesus and watch him move on your behalf. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. I pray for my brothers. I pray for my sisters. I pray for each and every lost soul. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they come, give their life to Christ. Not only give their life to Christ, but walk with Christ. Be obedient to Christ. That we trust all that Christ has for us. That we trust and believe. That we understand that we are not junk, that we are not throwaways, that we are not black sheep, but we are his sheep. We are his to be elevated, to be promoted in the kingdom of God, to be promoted on this earth to do a work for the Most High Christ God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. He's the one. He's the one. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Let it minister to you. Let it minister to you. You know God is good. You know what he can do for you. You know he's great. You know he's mighty. You know he's powerful. You know he's the Alpha and Omega. You know he is the great I am. You know he's the Lord of Lords. You know that there's nothing God can't do but fail. He loves you. Yes. Hallelujah, I'm a witness. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Lord, thank you for the turning up of the heat. Thank you for the fire. Thank you for the glory. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your spiritual pardon. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for showing me the way. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for giving me another chance. I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for every breath of air you allow me to breathe. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. There's none like you, God. Glory, 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 glory. I hope and pray right now in the name of Jesus that we got our fix this afternoon. I pray that the word has ministered to your spirit. I pray that God has ministered to your spirit. I pray that he will keep you in his perfect care and his peace throughout the night. I pray and know without a shadow of a doubt that he will never leave us nor forsake us. I know my Father is a loving, kind Father. So with that being said, this has been your 66, and I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, and I want to thank you once again, and God bless.